Tonight, Berichas Ba'av, the night that the Gemara in Seiftainis says a Yid has to look at it this night as this day, as Meisei Mutal Lefaneinu. Agantia, we have to krechts and feel the churban, but tonight already it's Meisei Mutal Lefaneinu. If tonight is another night, just a regular night, and that makes the Meisei that much bigger, that makes the churban, the tzara, that much greater. And we have to also start thinking about what brought this Meisei Mutal Lefaneinu, what brought this 2,000 years of churban Noira. And we have to at least start thinking, what are we going to do to bring the Geula? Now I want to tell you tonight, Bez Hashem, a machshava I had. Chazal tell it, if I could say it, the Veridus. This Indian is an Indian that's going to bring Bez Hashem the Geula and end this terrible Meisei Mutal Lefaneinu. The Gemara in Saita, the end of Saita, Shnei Tamidei Chacham Hadorim Birachas. Two Tamidei Chachamim who live in the same city. They had that terrible oinish. What is the taitcha vein noichin zeh lazeh b'halacha? Zichah doesn't mean they have machloikis and grubber machloikis and kolkoiris and all these narishkeit. Rashi says afanot. Al shaloi hoyo lahem das liyos melamdim ze eze ulamedim ze mize. They don't get along. They don't see eye to eye. I have nothing against him, which really means I have nothing for him. And because of this, Rachmano Litzlan, Chazal tell us this Noridika Oynish. But what really scares me more, Chazal in other places use the same Lashon. The Gemara in Seif Megillah, the Gemara in Tainis Daf Ches, speak about a matzav of Ein Noichin Zeh Lazeh B'Halacha. And again, it's not the Grabba Machloikis, the Machloikis that we picture. I saw Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in one of his Shmuz and Taiches. What does Ein Noichin Zeh mean? Ein Ahava Beineyam Shleimek Ish Echad B'Leiv Echad. That's the definition of Ein Noichin Zeh Lazeh B'Halacha. And that brings this Moridik Echorben. What does it mean? Ein noichin zeh lazeh b'halacha. And why does Chazal tell us such a terrible oinish? So I want to tell you a marvel dikim medrash. Besides that the yisoid is halacha l'maisa, but the medrash, I think, teaches us a taitz word. It teaches us a tayrdik and definition of a word that is so important for Yiddishkeit. The Medrash is in Bereishis, Dalet Vav. Lama in Ksiv B'Sheni Ki Toiv. By all the other days of the Yitzira, it says Ki Toiv. But on Yom Sheni Kayadua, it doesn't say Ki Toiv. Why doesn't it say Ki Toiv? Why is the second day not a good day? Zok the Medrash, Vem Sid Gemar Nifsachim, Dachnan Dalet, Shabai Nivreis Gehenim. The second day was when Gehenim was created. And this needs no Hezbah. Is there anything that's more ra than Gehenim? Is there anything more Gehenim than Gehenim? So that can't be Toiv. But then the Medrash gives a different definition, a different reason. Zog the Medrash of Chanina Oima, Sheboi Nivreis Machloikis. The second day besides creation of Gehenim was also when the Eibishter created Machloikis. Very modern, no? Where do you see Machloikis in the Torah? Does the Eibishter create machloikis? Zok the Medrash Shenema. This is the machloikis, Rabbi say. This is the machloikis that Chazal said is Gehenim. That this is why Yom Sheni is not Kitoiv. Shenema vihimavdo beimoyim beimayim lemoyim. We all know on the second day, the Eibishter made the Havdalah beimayim lemoyim, and as we all know, the world couldn't go on without it. That's the machloikis. This is why Yom Sheni is not Kitoy. Yom Sheni is a Yom Ra. Because on that day was Machloikis was created. Wait a minute. Where's the Machloikis? The world couldn't be Bashafim without this Havdalah, this separation. And this is the machlokes that Chazal say makes the day be'etzem ayom ra. Zok the Medrash Amar Rav Tevyumi im machlokes shehila sikunei shel olam. If you see such a machlokes, which the sikunei shel olam, the world cannot be created without it. Uli yeshuvai, this is the way the world could survive. And in spite of all that, Chazal said, the pasuk says, it ain't baki toiv, it can't be toiv. Machlokes shehila irvuvai, alachas kama v'kama. Do you hear what the Medrash is saying? Do you hear how the Medrash teaches the word machlokes? How the Medrash says what machlokes is, and the Rav machlokes, and this machlokes is Gehenim, and this machlokes makes Yoim Sheni a Yoim Ra. You think it's Tamaguzma, the Gemara in Seif Shabbos, like the Sheet of Yesh Mazel, if someone is born Yoim Sheni, he's a Baal machlokes. So if you ask you why, because Yoim Sheni is the Yoim of machlokes. You know the Yoim, did we say the Yoim Sheni that we say in davening? B'nei Korach. Yoim Sheni is a Metzias of Machloikis. But what is the Machloikis in Yoim Sheni? The Medrash has to plead the Kakasha. But what's the Machloikis? Let me tell you, Rabbi Sain. The Medrash is telling us on a very important taich in the word Machloikis. Avada des machloikis, the grubber machloikis, the terrible machloikis, but that we all know is terrible. But of the Medrash, there's a different machloikis. There's a different Gehenim on their welt. And that is Havdalah. When you separate one thing into two, that's machloikis. Like the first in the Medrash types, Chaluka Ufrisha. When you make a difference, you make a separation. That's up the Medrash, that's machloikis. And just like Gehenim is ra, and it's not toiv, this machloikis, although it's l'sikunei shel olam, or l'yeshuvei shel olam, zok the Heilig Medrash, this is a machloikis. You know what the Medrash is teaching us? There's no such thing as a small machloikis. There's no such thing as a small period levavos. Every machloikis, every chaluka, every division is Ravi Gehenim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Zion speaks about machloikis. And the Gemara says, machloikis is damila tzinur de bitka de maya. Kivan de ravach, ravach. Once it goes, it goes. No machloikis is a small machloikis. No sinas chinam is a small sinas chinam. Someone told me the other day, in his own family, there were two brothers. They had a machlokes. Now, Rabbi Sai, they're marrying off Einiklach. And they don't sit on the same table. They come in from different doors. There's no small machlokes. There's no small sinas chinim. There's no small period levavos. The Medrash is telling us the type of machlokes, as small, as insignificant as you think it is, period levavos is machloikis. And even a period levavos al sikune shalaylam, that's korban. Is it shaykh a small sinas chinam? The chinach, one of the gedolei harishonim, and each word is gezelt, writes when he speaks about the yisav sinas chinam, the mitzvah shlam et ches, ki sinas haleiv goyremes ra'ois gedolois, bein v'nei yadam, liyos tamid, the chinuch's word tamid is very significant. A machloikis kivan de ravach ravach. It starts out with chaluk edeis and pirid levavais, and it ends up with machir v'soilam. Up is up the chinuch weiter. V'hi amida hapechusa v'animesa b'tachlis hamias be'enei kol bal seichol. There's no small machloikis. There's no small sin as chinam. Because every stick sin as chinam is mida pechusa v'nemesa tachlis hamias. We talk about korban, but korban abayis. There's an old kasha that always bothered me. We live 2,000 years, Rabbi Yisai, with Meisai Muta Lefaneinu. Why do we have this Churban? Why do we have a Churban that Loin is Galu Kitzai, that we don't know when it's going to end? So we all know the Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara in Daftes. Ask the Kasha that I make the Sheini Shei Oiskim Betayr Uve Mitzvahs. And he once said, Oiskim is the greatest form of Dveikis and Torah. Lasek V'divrei Torah. Chazal were made, they didn't learn. They were Oisik, they harvid Yoimam V'layla. And Chazal said, Loin is Galu Avoinam, Loin is Galu Kitzam. So what was the chet of sin of the second bias? If they were Oisik V'Torah V'Mitzvahs, if it was Loin is Galu Avoinam, we can't even tap on the chet. So what was the chet? Zog the Gemara Sinas Chinam. But the Chayt is Sphere Minevi. If Chazal were made as Loin is Galu Avoinam, they were Oisik in Torah. So what does it mean, Sinas Chinam? Why is Sinas Chinam Loin is Galu Avoinam? How could people that learned the Oisik in Torah, how could they come to Sinas Chinam that causes 2,000 years of a Churban? I once saw on a tziv, in the Psicha to his Sefer HaTorah of the Emek Dava, he says a word, he teaches a pasuk, and let me tell you, I think this is the Pshat in the Gemara Yuma. He teaches the pasuk, Hatzur Tamim Polai, at the Ebishta, the pasuk Tzadik the Yashahu, Zog the Netziv. What's Shat in the pasuk? Zog that the pasuk is telling us, you're wondering why there's a Churban bias of 2,000 years. Why do we suffer so much in Golus? I, the Abish, is Tzadik V'Yasha. How you talking a Tzadik V'Yasha gives a Churban of 2,000 years? And I'll read you his Lashon. U'pirashnu zaktun etziv. Shohayu tzadikim v'chassidim v'amolei Torah. Halavai yefun gizot tzadikim v'chassidim v'amolei Torah. And then it's at the Gemara. Shei oiskim etorah v'mitzvahs. They weren't yosher. What meant yosher? Mipnei sinas chinam shevelibam ze'ezeh. Chazdu es misha ra'u shenoyik shaloi kedaitam v'yiras Hashem. He has a different derech, a different mahalach, a different derech achayim. They looked at him and they saw shehu tzedoyki v'apikoyris. And because of this feeling, bo al yedei zeh, lidei shvichas dam in bederech haflaga, l'chol haroyis shebo'ilam, ad shecharev habayis. They were tzadikim v'chassidim v'amolei Torah. But they saw yenim and they held, erez nishtois gehalten. He has a different derech. Zogtin etziv, that's the tzib of the Churban. And that's the pshat in the pasuk tzadik v'yosha. The Eibishd is Yashis. The Eino Soivol Tzadikim Ke'elu. The Eibishd can be Soivol Tzadikim. What the Netziv said, Tzadikim V'chassidim Amalei Torah. If they look of Yanim, if they look Kum of Yanim, if they can't be Soivol Yanim, because his Derech is different than mine. Zop the Netziv, the Eibishd can't be Soivol Tzadikim Ke'elu. Ela Ba'oifen Shaholchim B'derech HaYasha Gam Ba'alichas Oilam V'loi Ba'akmimiyas Nitzmit Krumkait. Afal gaf shehu l'shem shemayim. They were tzadikim v'chassidim v'amalei Torah, and maybe l'shem shemayim. But what did it bring? What did the tzidkis and the chassidus brought? It brought looking down at Nachayid. V'zeh goyrem churban habriyav harisas yishav ha'aretz. The Eibishd is Yasha, and the Eibishd can be soivel liyashris. And when you look at Nachayid, and he has a different derech, and you can't be soivel him, that's Churban Habayis. In his Tshuvas Meishav Dova Aleph Mem Dalet, he read the more Bariches, but I think this is enough. Because by us looking down at Nachayid, by looking at him krum, a little bit of Sinas Chinam, a little bit of Machlaikis, by the Rabbeinu Shloim is 2,000 years of a Galus. By the Rabbeinu Shloim is 2,000 years of Meisai Muta Lefaneinu. Go to Eretz Yisrael. Stand by the Kaisel. You know what's the other side of the Kaisel? There's a tumma, a mask. You know why that is? because they were tzaddikim and chassidim and emolei Torah. They couldn't be soivels yenim derech. And they meant to l'shem shemayim. The meisei mutal afaneinu. Go look at a mask, and you'll see. You wonder why? Where's the yashrus? Because Yidden didn't live with yashrus. They couldn't be soivel yenim l'shem shemayim. There's no small machlokes. There's no small sinas chinam. What we consider small machlokes, the Eibishter considers loynis galukitzim, a churban that never ends. Because when someone has a machlokes, it's a halbatzara. But when someone has a machlokes b'shem shemayim, you know what happens? I'll tell you what happens. Averis become mitzvahs, and lois aseis become aseis, and mamish isurim become heterim, and sinas chinam becomes avas Hashem, and machlokes becomes kanois. That's what a little sinas chinam, a little machlokes does to a person. Rabbi Shaul Salanter used to say, when there's a machlokes in the shtot, and it's lashon, this is lashon, the Rav can chorev machin l'shem shemayim more than Titus was chorev when he went l'fnayu l'fnim. That's the special danger of machlokes l'shem shemayim. When someone has a grub machlokes, a narish machlokes, maybe one day he'll realize as Epis felt, and he'll do tshuva. But if someone is machlokes l'shem shemayim in derech, in avodas Hashem, that's a nerdike churban. That's a nerdike machlokes that's never going to end. Because every aveir becomes a mitzvah. And every loisus, he becomes a mitzvah, say. Libi yomu this the pshan of the Gemara Saita. Two talmidei chachamim. Ein noichin zeh lezeh b'halacha. What does that mean? We look at the Gemara and we are amazed. Because ein noichin zeh, I don't get along with him. I don't see eye to eye with him. So what? So I don't have the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael. Zog the Gemara, you're making a choice. That's a terrible loinish. Because you would think a little sinas chinam, a little machlokes, is nothing. But the Eibishter sees that a churban habayis. The Eibishter sees a churban shaloinis galu kitzai. Because the Medrash says there's no such thing as a small machlokes. Any chiluk, any division, even if it's l'sikunei shaloilam, but if you take one and you make it into two, if you take Yidden, that's Am Echad, and you make it into two different groups and two different kitzais, That's the siba of our churban. And let me explain what I'm trying to say. We know as Yidden, we have chilukei deis. That's the shenkeit of Yidden. Kipatas yifoytzei tzel, like the Gemara says. Kishem shem parts of aseim shavos, kach and they aseim shavos. Yidden have different derachim, have different deyos. When a person has a different deya, that's okay. That's what a Yid is, that's what Torah is. That's kvayt shamayim. That's the shenker of Torah. That elu ve'elu diver lekim chayim. That is ayin panim l'Torah, and they all equally emes. But when chalukei deis becomes machlokes, when shinei minhagim becomes pirid levavos, that's churban. That's what the Netziv says. That kol ra'yish ba'olam. That's krumkeit. That's krumkeit. And that's why we have this galus. Because from chalukei deis became minhagim, and from shini minhagim became pirud levavos. And that the Eibishter cannot be soivel the shemayfin. Vita Kadosh Baruch Hu al Gilarayis v'chazdam im Rabbi Dizara, but not on Sinas Chinam. And what is Sinas Chinam, Rabbi Sai? It's a Sinas Chinam that line is Galu Avainam. Because for the people in the Beis Hamikdash, they're doing the biggest mitzvah. They were being Meichiv v'Kavayt Shemayim. Little did they know that they were mamish destroying the Beis Hamikdash v'Yadayim. We're talking about Chilukei Deis, right? Is there any bigger machloikis than Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? You learn machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Keseda. The Yishalmi has a lashon Shehoya Horgin Zeze, which of course does not mean literally. And not on different minhagen, but they were talking about chiyuvei krisis, kedushin, and gerushin. The Gemara in Yevamos has a whole list that they argued about. But you know what the seif, you know what the maskana, the halacha lemaisa of all of these machlokes that were dvarim ha'aimdim berumah shalaylam? After the Gemara says the list of dvarim ha'aimdim berumah shalaylam, that there was a machlokes. Zog the Gemara, you know what the result was? You know what the maskana was? There was chalukei deis, there was shinim and hagim, but chalila there wasn't machlokes and there wasn't period levavos. The result of all their chalukei deis was chiba v'reis and abed v'shalom. A yid has to look to the emes, and he has to look in Elach and see the maskana. But that's only half of the story. The pasuk says ha'emes is one part, but equally important has to be the shalom, because that's kula yemes. Shalom is kula yemes, because machlokes is kula sheker. Let me give you a mashal. For years I never wanted to say the mashal, but I feel maybe they're going to mind me last lover why I didn't. And although the mashal is not negated to everybody, but it's a very good muscle, even for those that are not in the gayer too. There's a big machlokes in Paiskim about dancing on Shabbos. We did have Mishnah and the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch and the Prima Gadim and the Mishtabrua v'chulu v'chulu. There's an issa derabanan to dance on Shabbos. Le'idach Gisa, there's a sheet of Taisvis, there are Ma'ah, there are Chashulchan, there are Matah. Those that are machne, tavalei and bracha. Those that are mekel, tavalei and bracha. But let me tell you something. Nobody but nobody could be machri in this machlaikis. There's no maskan in this machlaikis. But there is one hachra, there is one halacha psuka that I want to say tonight very clearly. If someone is not dancing, or someone is dancing, and he looks at the other cat as they're doing something wrong, that is krumkeit that brought a churban bayis of 2,000 years. It's not my chiddush, it's the Netziv's chiddush. His lashin chazdi misharos and noyiks like a daitam shu tadaiki vatikairis. And that brought up the Netziv l'chorayis sheba'olam that the Eibishter says, eini soivel tzadikim keilu. I am not saying either way, dance, not dance, but it has to be ha'emes v'ha'sholam o'ehavoy. If there's a trouble of sinas chinam, if there's a trouble of loynoichin zel zel halacha, that is why we are still in this churban. I thought b'derech malitza, but it's a very, very sad joke. Hasat mirakid beinenu. If we see this, if we see a little bit of machloikis and chalukei deis, you should know this is why we have a galus of 2,000 years. And again, I'm not saying, yeah, dance, not dance. But if someone can't be soiv on someone else, Zof the Medrash, that's machloikis. Zof the Gemara in Saita, ein neichen zel zel is a terrible oinish. Avada, there is chalukei deis. But when it goes from chalukei deis to machloikis, it goes from mitzvah to avera. It goes from kiddush Hashem to chil Hashem. It goes from Binyan Habayis to Churban Habayis. I often think we see in our Zohar a Modnazach that we never saw. A Mother Gitzaitin, they were Kehilois, that lived as Kehilois. Svardim, Ashkenazim, Germans, Polish, or Hungarian, Hasidic, Litvish, and each Kehila lived as one. And today you see a modern Azar. Mamish, in the last, since the war, the last 50 or so years, in one neighborhood, or better yet, in one yeshiva, or one block, or one house, or even one family, you could have people with different minhagim, mamish, different darchei achayim ad kidei kach. I don't know why, but I think I have a hergish why. Because we lost the bias, because chilukei deis became machlokes, because there was ein neichin zeh lezeh b'alacha. The Eibishter knows we need the binyan habayis, and he's giving us a golden opportunity. He's giving us a merdik gelegenheit. Live ki'ish echad b'leiv echad. Live with chilukei deis, but don't turn it into machlokes. When it's machlokes, it's chorbin. You want geula, live in the same yeshiva, in the same house, on the same block, in the same family, with someone that has a different jacket, a different hat, a different yarmulke, no hat, no jacket, but we're all Yidden, we're all brothers. Live Ashkenazim and Svardim and Hasidim and Litvak, because Soif Kol Soif, we're all bonim to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And the Eibishter can't be Soivel, even that Chut HaSaira of Pirud. We look at the Medrash, why is it that a Churban? But the Eibishter, that's Krumtite. And the Eibishter can't be Soivel a Yid that looks down another Yid. And maybe we have a chance to be in the same yeshiva and this Makom Torah with so many different yeshivas. To be misaki in that terrible pagam and to live to ish echad b'leiv echad. You could have chaluki deis and you could have the chalanegas and dehate. But the maskana has to be ha'emes v'ashalom ehavoy. And when I see Bachum living b'shalom, it warms my heart, because I know this is going to be Matar of the Geula. But if Nebuch, you hear people talking about groups, about yeshivas, about Derech HaLimud, I think of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is in Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the third period. Oy loy lezeh, shesani guria nasa kategoria. The Eibishter gave us a gelegenheit. Yidden, get together, become an ishechad b'leiv echad. This is what we're waiting for, to bring the geula. Why are you defanarishing this? Why are you becoming agudas agudas? Why are you doing what brought the korban? I put it in your hands, I gave you an opportunity to be misakin what you were pagan, to be misakin that krumkeit, that the Eibishter can't be soivel. Why do you waste, why do you throw it away? I once saw a tire of art from the Sihir Shapiro. He's one of the Gedolim Yishalayim, the last door. He asked a very interesting kasha. He says, whether we like it or not, Yidden have machlokes. And almost like the Teva, we have machlokes. Why should that be? Is there anything that's more most, that's more hepech tire, that's more hepech rotzen Hashem than machlokes? So why do we have machlokes? So he said, "Anoyde de kavod, a yisoid of a person's hatzlacha and his aliyah is that he's willing to work and harva and fight ad kidei mesias nefesh for what he thinks is right. A yid, and especially bnei Torah like this Eid Kedaisha, are willing to be meister nefesh on kol kaitzis tag on every hiddah, because that's a lifelong mission of every yid." Like the Gemara in Brachis and Atei, La'olam yargis odam yetzatoiv ayetzahara. So Rashi teaches sheyasa milchama im ayetzahara. We are living; our life is a constant milchama with the yetzahara. And a person has to be willing to fight for what's right, and fight for the emes, and fight for what's erlich. Zok that here shmicha loyva zoy the Eibishter had to give us a tchuna of Nechama to fight with the Yetzirah. So we ain't a Kaddish Baruch Hu Baba Tzion. You have to be able to have a life of Yargiz Adam Yetzir Toiv Al Yetzirah. So we have it with Chuna. When I saw that, Again, I thought of a Yisraelni. Why do we take our Maila and make it our Chesaron? Why do we take our Gevura and turn it into our Chorban? Why do we take our Bracha to be Leichem Milchemes Hashem and we turn it into our biggest Klala? But let me tell you something. There are times, there will be times, that a person will have a tain on someone else. And it's hard. But let me tell you something. There are times, there will be times, that a person will have a tain on someone else. And it's hard, and it's very hard, and it's almost impossible for you to be the gutta and to give in and to say, I'm Michael, I understand. It's hard, it's very hard. It's a mechama for a person to swallow his ego sometimes, to swallow his pride, to say you were wrong, but I love you just the same, because Ahafarach Kamaicha is every single Yid. It's very hard, it's a mechama. But you know, that's the Eibishter gave us a matana. A matana that we have the inyan of mechama that we could fight, mamish at Kloisa Nefesh for every kite v'tag. So why don't we use this tchuna when it comes to Avos Yisrael? That it's hard and it's impossible, but a yid b'tchuna is a loichem milchemes Hashem. And b'frat for b'nei Torah. That mutzich yoimim v'layla on every Indian in halacha. Why don't we use this kaychis in the kli machzik bracha of shalom? We do it anyhow. Why don't we do it when it comes to the Ikra Val Geula? I was once talking to a Yid, God, he was a lawyer, and his son, his young son, comes over crying in Bechias. You don't know what it means, a father, figures, child crying in Bechias. He said, Yossi, what happened? Why are you crying? So the child starts crying even more. He says, Tati, Yankee hit me. So the father, on the spur of the moment, says, he hit you? He really hit you? You know what? Go over and give him a kiss. This is why we have a midah of milchama. To be margis the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara and say, he patched me, I'm going to give him a kiss. Because Kol Yisrael is one Ummah, is one nation, and we have to be mekabel nachayid. And even if he patches us physically or verbally, but a yid has to know there's a mitzvah of v'hafla yach yomaycha. I once saw the Yad Rama, one of the Yisraelim, on Sanhedrin, the Gemara speaks of Ahasuach Gemaicha by Misas Bezdin, Baror by Misa Yafa. So, friend, the Yad Rama, we're talking about someone who's Chayiv Misas Bezdin. What do you mean, Ahasuach Gemaicha? That's Machia, what the Misas Bezdin is? Or that's the Gemara. Zog the Yad Rama, upside in the Gemara, the Ahasuach Gemaicha is Lashon Ra. Even if the Yid's a Ra, he's a Stik Ra. There's still a mitzvah of Ahasuach Gemaicha. That calls man, he's not ogipaskin, as eina oisa maisa amcha, there's a mitzvah that says, v'yahafdereach v'moicha. And we have this tchuna of fighting for what's right. This is what we have to use it for. To fight and be moisa nefesh and kill ourselves for achter, for Avos Yisrael. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to be back in shalom. Sometimes it doesn't work. Do you know what the next step is? The Rosh Chodesh. Run after it. This is a Mishnah in Avos. This is a Pasuk. The Chayyim learned that the mitzvah is the same in our Torah. And sometimes it is very hard. It's true, it's very hard. I'm always a spoil. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Kufyud says we see that Moshe went to Dothan Vaviram Mikan She'ei Machzikim B'machloikis. Moshe apparently had to go Af Techiyah Ve'ei Machzikim B'machloikis. So it's a Pela Atzuma. Moshe the Tzadik Hador Dothan Vaviram the Rishoyim the Bali Machloikis. And what is the Gemara saying? He went Mikan She'ei Machzikim B'machloikis. Also had to sit on. Rishoyim, he's a tzaddik and he has to go. Zot Rashi, Tayir Averta, Shemachal al Kvoidai, Vuhu Atmai, Holach Levatal Machloikis. Dach Sechmir Gemur is Rashi saying, Anaya Titan Bakish Shalom. That if you don't do what Moshe Rabbeinu did, Moichel on Kvoidai, and you yourself go to the Balei Machloikis, the Rishoyim, the Mevatel Machloikis, Das Heis Machzik Ve Machloikis. It sounds like a chiyuv that we can't do b'samoifin. But remember, a yid b'teva is a loichem, is a moifin nefesh, is at klois ha-nefesh. We have to use that to bring shalom. I'm always spoil the halacha, Shabbat, how many halachas I could tell you now, but the time is late. But let me just tell you a mishnah. The mishnah in Psachim, that Memtes, speaks about the inyan, the Gemara later speaks about the inyan of minhagim, the importance of minig. The Gemara d'arshin is actually a chiyuv of altita shtayr simecha. Abazov the mishnah, if you go to a place that has a different minig than yours, al yishana adam mipnei machlokes. You go to a place that has a different minig, you have to change your minig, give up your minig, and do like the minig hamakrim. The Rambam at the end of Avodah Zarah and the Chinuch learned this is the mitzvah deraisa, not just in this derabanan, this is the mitzvah deraisa of loisis goydadu. And a yid with a hergish doesn't understand. I have a chiyuv to be keep minig avoisai. I have a chiyuv of altitos to follow my minig. So if I go to someone else, I have to change the minig. And it's not that they're going to argue. Maybe there's going to be a machloikis. You know what the hair from this Gemara is, from this Mishnah is? Minig Yisrael is Kodesh. Minig Avoisai is Kodesh. Every Chut Asai is Kodesh. But avoiding Machloikis, avoiding the Sinas Chinam, is Kodesh HaGadoshim. And a Yid, most important Minig, most important Halacha, most important Lav, is Mipnei HaMachloikis, to avoid the Machloikis. There's a tshuva in the tshuva's tshuva v'ahava. He was a Talmud of the Noid of Yehuda. He writes in Chelek Aleph Siman Samech Aleph, it's a Noid of the tshuva. He writes about machloikis and how the person has to avoid machloikis. And then he says, and listen to his lashon: the im libnois migdash kel. If a person wants to build a base on migdash machloikis, mutav shaloi tibane. If it's going to cause machloikis, don't build a Beis HaMikdash. And it sounds like a guzma, like an aflaga. You want to build a Beis HaMikdash? So build a Beis HaMikdash. What's more important than build a Beis HaMikdash? You know what the territory of Beisai is? Machloikis does not build Beis HaMikdash. Machloikis destroys Beis HaMikdash. Machloikis does not build Klal Yisrael. Machloikis destroys Klal Yisrael. Every machloikis is a sphere of b'yetzim, it's not a binyan. Avada min hagim are important, avada every kite for tag is important. But the most important kite for tag, the most important dogish is not to have machloikis. There's a famous tshuva from the United Yehuda Zaydim. His lashon has been quoted to say the mutiv sheyamo itselim behechol va'al yaber machloikis for Yisrael. Remember that. Remember when there's an assurance for machloikis, and it's kul l'shem shemayim and kul l'man Hashem. But mutav sheyamoy tzelem beheichol v'al yarba machloikis v'yisrael. And maybe this is gebolt on the Gemara in Yuma, because the Eibestu is this on avodah zarah gilurayis v'chazdamim, but not on sinas chinam. And what was sinas chinam? They were tzaddikim v'chassidim v'amolei Torah. But it was the darkest because the sinas chinam. Mutav sheyamoy tzelem beheichol v'yarba machloikis b'Yisrael. Ein noichin zelazeh is an avera chamur b'yoysa. And let me tell you something, maybe now you won't realize how important it is, maybe you will. But today, Baruch Hashem, your life consists of your stender and your pen and your notebook and your chavrusa. But soon, Be'ez Hashem Yisbaruch, you'll be zoicha to start building your own family. And hopefully you'll start building Klal Yisrael, you'll start building Kvod HaTorah. And unless you live on a desert island, unless you live alone, there will be times that there's going to be situations of machloikis. Even Avraham Avinu had machloikis. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, it's lo yimolet. David HaMelech, his oyev eichinam, there will be matzavim that's going to be machloikis. I want to tell you, when you're 100% wrong, or 50% wrong, or 10% wrong, so you don't need a shmooze for that. That's emes. That's a person that midas emes. But I'm talking about when you're 100% right. You're 100% l'shem shamayim. Remember this yisoid. Mutav sheyamoy tzelem beheichol v'ayarba machloikis b'yisrael. Remember, your most important chiyuv is bakei shalom v'rateyu. And just like your moisa nefesh and every kite the tag, be moisa nefesh on the ikka of Yiddishkeit, on the inyan of ki ish echad b'leiv echad. I was zoicha to know a yid, at Ahayb ben a yid, and if you don't know, if you never knew him, this story is enough of a hesped on him. The Mat Chashab Zichayinu Levracha, his family, his mechutin told me this story. They once came across one of his, he had a bank book, a large sum of money that he never used. He was never, Kamat never used, once in a while. And there were times that he had to borrow, but that money he never touched. So once his child says, what is this bank account? You borrow money because you don't have money, but look at how much money you have. So he says, mein kind, let me tell you something. This is my shalom account. A person living on Olam Hazeh, there's always machlokes, sechsuchim, dinei Torah. And when I'm wrong, of course I give the money. But what happens if I'm right? I'm 100% right. But the other person will have a taina. There will be a stick of sinner beliboy. I decided I can't be goyim a sinner belave someone else. I can be goyim a nidun of machlokes. But what do? I'm right. Am I going to give the money? So when I was a younger man, I was magdish a big sum of money. This is my shalom account. This money I cannot touch. Only if there's a matzav that I'm 100% right, and I'm giving it l'man ha-shalom. So I have no one to say in not to give the money. It's not my money. A person in life, let me tell you this clearly. This is not a gedda of al tiftach pelasotin. This is a metzias. A person in life is going to have situations of machlokes where he's 100% right. We all need a shalom account. We all have to have a shalom account that we have to go through life. For some people it's money, but that's the easiest. For some it's our covet, our ego, our ruchnius, our minhagim. But every person needs a shalom account. No one can go through life if he doesn't have a shalom account. And realize how important shalom is. So the Eibishter helfen, that we should have the seichel to realize how important this shalom account is. Lot and Avram Avinu had a machlokes. You know, Vahi Roya Aviv and Roya Mikne, Lot and Avram. And we see a Dover Pelamoid. Lot was 100% wrong. Rashi, they were Shoyim, they were Ganovim. Avram was older. Avram was an uncle. Avram saved Lot. And what happened? There was a machlokes. So what did Avram Avinu do? You take first choice. You go ahead, do what you want. Don't make a machlokes. And a person with seichel cannot understand this b'shemaytan. How could a Yibarisha do that? He was a Rasha, a Ganef, a nephew, Avram was older. Why did he give him the first choice? Avram was Yerech, Avram had 100% right. You know what I think the answer is? In Avram Avinu's own words, Ki anoshim achim anachnu. Machloikis is kulei churban. Machloikis is gehenim. But machloikis by brothers, by achim, is ein doimeloi. Brothers cannot fight. When you're 100% right, and you're an uncle, and you're older, but brothers cannot fight. Remember, your shalom account has to be anoshim achim anachnu. A person has to invest in shalom. Let me just be messiah with a meister of Shimon Schwab, the Chayim Levracha said over. He was like the chassan of Chaim Shmulevitz. Rav Chaim was a nevarzika, and he married the daughter of the Meir Rosh Hashiva. They were nevarzika talmidim, and they were Meir talmidim. They were very different in derech halimud. And one of the Meir talmidim made gramen, regular gramen, but the nevarzikas couldn't be soivel. And there was such a sinner, there was such a machloikis that was brewing. So Rav Yeruchim, the Chayim Levrach, the Meir Maskiach, jumped up on a chair and he said, Mizanendach Brida, Mizanendach Brida, Lamazich Sukushin. And he hugged and kissed the Nevadig Yosef. And they all started dancing. You know why? Because Kianoshim Achim Anachnu. Brothers can't fight. It's insane that brothers fight. Brothers have to live b'shalom. We're all banim Hashem Alekeichem. And by the Eibishter, the only klimaxic bracha is shalom. Remember, on the night of Meisei Mutal Haneinu, be mekabel to be roid of shalom, to mevake shalom, and live a life of bake shalom v'ratfeyu.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.